بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آواز جا رہی ہے ساری آخر تک؟ میرے ناس آواز جا رہی پوچھ لیں.
یہ مقول ہے sauti inakwenda inafika mpaka nyuma.
Is your feelings, they will all be filled with light and you will walk in hand to head to foot in light. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the claim that I fear Allah and I am following His taqwa is not enough. As long as you do not prove it with your practice, that if I fear anyone, it is only fear of God. If you have any fear, it is so that my God does not become displeased with me. I should not do anything which can incur His displeasure. I should love Allah more than all else in the world. And not only this, that I should display it sometimes and may not display it at other times. But now it should become part and parcel of your life. No worldly greed and temptation and no worldly relationship should be more loving to you than God. Only then it can be said that you have developed taqwa, righteousness or fear of displeasing God. And by explaining taqwa, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that taqwa has many parts. The self-importance, pride, and to love, to be after unlawful earning. And he has mentioned these so that you have to adopt piety and righteousness and virtue so that you can develop what is called taqwa. And when you will attain these levels, then you should know that you have won Allah's love. And when you will attain love of God, then remember that Allah does not love like human beings, that sometimes they can honor their friendship and other times they can forget about their friendship and ignore it. Rather, whosoever is established on righteousness, he fears Allah so much so that one cannot imagine it. The rain of Allah's graces and bounties will show that that man has established himself on righteousness. And there is a distinct difference between such a man and a worldly man. The one who has established on taqwa, Allah makes him head to foot illumined. He cannot do any act which does not reflect and display Allah's light and Allah's love. His every act, his every movement will be according to the commandment of God, in line with the commandment of God. And when such a man will attend a gathering, wherever he will go, he will establish an awe. Allah's help and support will back him. So Promised Messiah says that this is the taqwa and righteousness which should develop in every Ahmadi. If every Ahmadi were to gain this righteousness, then according to his promise, Allah will make a clear distinction between you and between your adversaries. Therefore, each and every one of us should try their utmost to attain these levels. The victory and dominance of Ahmadiyyat will not be attained through some physical weapons, but such a virtue, and it is the righteousness which will assure our progress. Otherwise, in worldly viewpoint, we have neither power nor any capacity or any wealth. According to the worldly measures, we cannot defend ourselves for a second against others. But if we will develop righteousness, if we will develop fear of Allah in our hearts, if we will develop love of Allah in our heart, then Allah says that I will give you so much so and such awe that no one else will be able to compete with you in this field. Therefore, every Ahmadi should develop a radical change within him according to the command of Allah. They should raise the levels and standards of their righteousness. After taking oath of allegiance to promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have resolved that we shall follow Allah's fear and righteousness and will worship Him and will act upon divine commandments, and we will give precedence to faith over worldly considerations, and we will fulfill the rights and defend the rights of people, and will show the highest moral standards. We will not deprive anyone of their rights. We will not be arrogant. The wife will fulfill the rights of husband, and the husband will fulfill the right of their wife. And only because Allah, it is Allah's command that we should fulfill these rights, only then we can be called muttaqi, righteous. there is a hadith that if a husband puts a morsel in the mouth of his wife because it is the command of Allah, then Allah gives him spiritual reward for it. So whatever act you will perform by keeping Allah's fear in your mind and for His sake, it is righteousness. And as I said, that if with this thought you will be performing all your acts, then no power in the world can harm you. And not only you will be strong as community, but you will have a high status within the society. Allah will bless your property, your wealth, and your children. And Allah will give you a station of honor. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum," that the most honored in the sight of Allah is the one who is most righteous. So how is it possible that whosoever Allah gives honor, he can leave at the hand of people to suffer disgrace? Allah, who fulfills the rights of friendship more than all other friends, how is it possible that compared to the worldly people, he can let his servant be disgraced and suffer dishonor? Of course, the prophets have also to face the opposition of the people. The worldly people and the materialists try their utmost to stop his message being spread. They try to make him suffer dishonor in the sight of the world. Has Allah ever forsaken His prophets? Never. The prophets have been raised by God. Allah protects them and makes them victorious eventually in the world. Punishes those who disbelieve him in various forms and various ways. But you must remember that according to his promises, Allah does not let the man who is righteous be left alone. Whosoever develops a link with God, then according to His promises, Allah establishes His honor. But the condition is that as Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam says, that one must persevere with that, one must remain steadfast. He will have constancy of attitude, and by fearing a little trial and fearing the world on a little trial, they must not leave their link with God, who is the best of friends. If with constancy you will continue to bow at His threshold and will continue to hold fast to Him, not only Allah will protect you from every difficulty, but will establish your awe in the world. Allah is such a faithful friend that by keeping watch over his servants, he is always eager to remove their suffering and to remove their difficulties. And for his friends, he creates means to remove their difficulty, as he says, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلْ لَهُمْ مَخْرَجًا, that whosoever will follow fear of Allah, Allah will definitely find a way out of his difficulties for him. And Allah also says of those who come to his door and follow righteousness and his fear, that I will bless their sustenance and their income. Some people say that to have much wealth is a blessing in one's sustenance. It is right, it may be right, that if the wealth is possessed by a righteous person, it is a blessing of Allah. With his wealth, he fulfills the needs of his brothers as well. However, it is also a fact that Allah does bless his wealth, that he saves his servant from many vain pursuits and many evil habits. For example, he has stopped him from gambling, from drinking, and from sinful acts. And with the same wealth, where an Ahmadi Muslim looks after the need of their household and also gives contributions, and a person who with his wealth is involved in vain pursuits and is he always quarreling at home and has no peace. And he is cursed and he suffers dishonor. It is the blessing which is in the wealth of a righteous cannot be in the wealth of an unrighteous person. Furthermore, Allah provides means and of income from such ways that the righteous person cannot even have imagined it. As in the Holy Quran, Allah says, وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ, as it says further, that whosoever is righteous, Allah will provide him with means from ways which he cannot even imagine. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. So, once you will raise your righteousness and fear of God to such an extent that by putting your trust in Allah you do not bow to anyone other than Allah, then he will also witness the sights of Allah's graces. The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard that we should always watch out how far we have progressed in righteousness and in piety. Its touchstone is the Holy Quran. Allah has shown one sign of righteousness that Allah will deliver man from his suffering and will bless his acts. He will deliver him from unlawful things and looks after his needs. As it says, مَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ, that whosoever fears Allah, Allah will always find for him a way out from his difficulties and creates means of his sustenance, which he cannot imagine. So this is also a sign of righteous person, that Allah does not let him suffer unlawful things. For example, a shopkeeper may imagine that without telling lies he cannot run his business. Therefore, he does not stop telling lies in his trade. And he thinks he is forced to tell lies. But this is not true at all. Allah looks after a righteous person himself and saves him from such situations. Who can force him to move away from what is the right, what is the truth? So remember that when Allah has forsaken anyone, then if the truth has forsaken someone, then Allah has forsaken him. When Rahman has forsaken him, Satan will certainly develop his link with him. So Promised Messiah says that a man does suffer difficulties and problems and has various needs and suffer various needs. But Allah has made righteousness a principle to solve those difficulties and remove those suffering. The deliverance from sinful acts is only righteousness. So he says, مَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مَنْ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ. I believe that is what it is. That Allah delivers the righteous person from his difficulties and problems, and he creates means from the unseen to be delivered from his difficulties. He provides him in such ways that he cannot even know it. So Promised Messiah says that reflect and see that what does one want in this world? The greatest desire of man is that he should have peace and tranquility and comfort in this world. And Allah has set only one path and one way for it, which is called the path of righteousness. In other words, it is called the path of the Holy Quran, and it's called Sirate Mustaqim, the right path. I should not say that the disbelievers also have property and wealth, and he is and they are engrossed in their pleasure and their comfort and luxury. But Promised Messiah says that they appear happy in the eyes of the worldly, but in fact they are burning with suffering and are involved with problems. You may look at their happy faces, but I can see, look through their hearts. They have been imprisoned in continuous effort and in unlawful things. He says that the true thing is taqwa, and Allah is the supporter and protector of a righteous man. But someone might think that the disbelievers have so much wealth and they live a life of luxury. But Promised Messiah says, you do not know the condition of their heart. Apparently they are enjoying themselves, but I know the state of their heart. There is a burning in which they suffer. Such a iron chain is around their neck that they cannot be delivered from it, and they cannot be freed from it. The materialist man has this always worry that his wealth should not go to waste. Today, various people are suffering diseases which are generally not suffered by the righteous people. If a righteous man has any concern, it is in this concern and grief that Allah must not be displeased with me. But if a worldly man's wealth is lost, even a tiny amount, he suffers greatly. Then he is going, enjoying such luxuries because of which he suffers many diseases. Some people wake up all night by spending their wealth, and that is why they fall sick. In any case, if one has any wealth and lacks righteousness, then this wealth is also a great suffering and a problem. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that this verse of the Holy Quran is a great glad tiding, that you should follow righteousness, Allah will look after your needs. His promise will come to pass, but you must remember one thing in any case, that if you will have perfection of righteousness, only then Allah's promises will come to pass. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, if your life and your death and each of your movement and your gentleness or your hardness, your happiness or your grief is for the sake of God alone, and at every difficulty you will not try to test Allah and will not break your link with Allah, rather you will step forward, then I say it truly that you will become a chosen people of God. You are a man like I am one, and my God is also your God. Therefore, do not waste your good capacities. If you will bow to God fully and completely, then I tell you according to the will of God that you will become the chosen people of God. Set the transcendence of Allah in your heart. And declare His unity, belief in His unity, not only just words, but with your practice, then Allah will also give you graces and His bounties with His acts. Be happy, and let there be a glad tiding to you, that the field of attaining proximity to God is open for everyone. All the communities love the world, and the people do not pay attention to what pleases Allah. Those who want to enter this gate with full strength and force, it is an opportunity for them to show their skill, to display their expertise, and attain special rewards from God. Promise Messiah says, do not think that Allah will let you go to waste. You have been planted, you are a seed planted by the hand of God, which has been planted in the soil. Allah says that this seed will sprout and will flourish, and will spread its branches in all directions and will become a stout tree. So you who are living in this African country, you are the branches of the tree of the person of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. According to his premises, Allah has spread his followers of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in all directions. The opponents say that this man is a liar. He speaks falsehood against God and shows disrespect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, God forbid. Those who attribute lies to God and those who adhere to righteousness, is this how Allah treats them? Therefore, these adversaries are false and they are certainly liars. You should seek Allah's help and by prostrating to Him, by adhering to righteousness, you should continue to attach yourself to the community of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who was promised by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then Allah will make you as individuals and also as community, according to His promises, will continue to shower untold blessings on you. And certainly you will be according to the promise of Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, will be true. As promise Messiah says, Allah has addressed me and told me to inform my community that those who have believed such a belief which has no worldly attachment to it, and that faith that if it has no worldly involvement and is not tainted by hypocrisy and is not deprived of any level of submission and obedience, such people are the chosen people of God. And Allah says, they are the ones who stand on righteous stand and on true stand. May Allah enable all of us that we should always follow the right path and remain steadfast. And every act of ours should display righteousness. I must mention one more matter here, that you have a praiseworthy feelings of love with the Caliphate of Ahmadiyya. May Allah make you persevere on righteousness and enable you to make this link with the Caliphate stronger. And may Allah enable me also to love you more than before previously. Ameen. I love you because you are the flourishing and green branches of the tree of the person of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. And I love everyone who following righteousness and adhering to righteousness loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And loves his spiritual son because of his love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah help all of us to follow the paths of righteousness, enable us to fulfill all these demands and requirements. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله.